Antabat. Perishable. Tu. But. Phalam. Fruit. Tesham. There. Tat. That. Bhavati. Becomes. Alpamedasam. Of those of small intelligence. Devan. To the demigods. Deviacham. The worshippers of the demigods. Yanti. Go. Mat. My. Bhakta. Devotees. Yanti. Go. Mam. To me. Api. Also. Translation. Men of small intelligence worship the demigods, and their fruits are limited and temporary. Those who worship the demigods go to the planets of the demigods, but my devotees ultimately reach my supreme planet. Please repeat. Men of small intelligence worship the demigods, and their fruits are limited and temporary. Those who worship the demigods go to the planets of the demigods. But my devotees ultimately reach my supreme planet. Purport. Some commentators on the Bhagavad Gita say that one who worships a demigod can reach the Supreme Lord. But here it is clearly stated that the worshippers of demigods go to the different planetary systems where various demigods are situated. Just as a worshipper of the sun achieves the sun, or a worshipper of the demigod of the moon achieves the moon. Similarly, if anyone wants to worship a demigod like Indra, he can attain that particular god's planet. It is not that everyone, regardless of whatever demigod is worshipped, will reach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is denied here. For it is clearly stated that the worshippers of the demigods go to different planets in the material world. But the devotee of the Supreme Lord goes directly to the supreme planet of the Personality of Godhead. Here, the point may be raised that if the demigods are different parts of the body of the Supreme Lord, then the same end should be achieved by worshipping them. However, worshippers of the demigods are less intelligent because they don't know what part of the body they don't know to what part of the body food must be supplied. Some of them are so foolish that they claim that there are many parts and many ways to supply food. This isn't very sanguine. That means intelligent. Can anyone supply food to the body through the ears or the eyes? They do not know that these demigods are different parts of the They do not know that these demigods are different parts of the universal body of the Supreme Lord. And in their ignorance, they believe that each and every demigod is a separate god and a competitor of the Supreme Lord. Not only are demigods parts of the Supreme Lord, but ordinary living entities are also. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that the Brahmanas are the head of the Supreme Lord. The Kshatriyas are his arms, the Vaishyas are his waist, and the Shudras are his legs, and all serve different functions. Regardless of the situation, if one knows that both the demigods and himself are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, his knowledge is perfect. But if he does not understand this, he achieves different planets where the demigods reside. This is not the same destination as the devotees reach. The results achieved by the demigods' benedictions are perishable because, within this material world, the planets, the demigods, and their worshippers are all perishable. Therefore, it is clearly stated in this verse that all results achieved by worshipping the demigods are perishable. And therefore, such worship is performed by the less intelligent living entity. Because the pure devotee engaged in Krishna consciousness, in devotional service of the Supreme Lord, achieves eternal, blissful existence that is full of knowledge, his achievements and those of the common worshipper of the demigods are different. The Supreme Lord is unlimited. His favor is unlimited. His mercy is unlimited. Therefore, the mercy of the Supreme Lord upon his pure devotee is unlimited. Antavatu valamte shantad bhavachalpamedisam devanya deva yajo yanti madbhakta yanti mamapi. Men of small intelligence worship the demigods, and their fruits are limited and temporary. Those who worship the demigods go to the planets of the demigods, but my devotees ultimately reach my supreme planet. Om Gyani Timrandasha Gyananjala Shalakaya Chakshurum Minitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Tatanya Manobistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Panchakalpaturubhyascha Kripa Sandubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadata Sri Vasari Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Lots of nice points to be made here. The first point I wanted to make is that the demigods are worshipable. They are great personalities. They're very special. And you can pay obeisance to them. If Indra would walk in through the door now, you would fall off your chair. Indra is so beautiful. You would pay obeisances. You would show respect. They're definitely, they're worshipable. The thing about the why people want things from demigods is because they think it will make them happy. They worship the demigods to get some things to make them happy. So what do they pray for? Please give me a nice wife. Please give me a good son. Please give me a house. Please give me a job. Please give me good health. If they're sick, they pray for good health. Okay, so they might get a beautiful wife, but how long will she stay beautiful? They might get some good health, but how long will they stay healthy? They're going to die after a few years. 50, 100 years, they'll be gone. The things that they ask for are very temporary. Prabhupada said once, if you meet a rich man, ask for something big. Now the richest man is Krishna. But the example that Prabhupada gives is that he met one rich man and he said, I want to build a temple in Regent Square Park and I want you to pay for it. The temple didn't happen, but he asked for it. He asked someone to build a temple in Regent Square Park. So worshipping the demigods is like asking for something small. Even a demigod has lots to offer. So it's not really wrong to worship the demigods, but it's not very intelligent to ask temporary things from them, which is why most people worship the demigods. They don't worship them because they're so great. I mean, look what they do, the demigods. I was thinking about Ganesh. Ganesh, Sharanam, Sharanam, Ganesh. Some people, they worship Ganesh. And supposing someone would say to you, I'm going to recite the Srimad Bhagavatam in Sanskrit, all 18,000 verses, and I want you to write it down. How far would you get? Non-stop. There's a Ganesh, he wrote it down. No problem. They're on a different level to us. So it's described in chapter 3 that we should worship the demigods. Do you remember that? In charge of the various necessities of life, the demigods, being satisfied by the performance of yajna, will supply all necessities to you. But he who enjoys such gifts without offering them to the demigods in return is certainly a thief. It looks like Krishna was even suggesting that we should offer things to the demigods, that we should do yajna. So, what do you think about that? Krishna is speaking, he's saying, if you don't offer them to the demigods, you're a thief. Saying you should do yajna. So what yajna do we do? Yes, Sankirtan Yajna. This is the big yajna. We do Sankirtan Yajna. So by worshipping Krishna, all the demigods are automatically worshipped. There's one more kind of yajna that we do. It's in the 313. Yajna, yajna shistashina shanta machanti sarvakil vishai bunjite te dukam papa ye pachanti atmakarana. We offer prasadam. We offer food to Krishna and this becomes his mercy, prasadam. This is also a yajna. But our main yajna is Sankirtan Yajna. So in this verse, Krishna is saying that people who worship the demigods go to the planets of the demigods. So that's great. Wouldn't you like to go to the planets of the demigods? Indraloka, wouldn't you like to go there? Have a party? It's great there, it's so nice, so enjoyable. And the women are so beautiful, they make the women here look like frogs. You could go there 10,000 years, have a great party. So what's wrong with that? Yeah? It's a nice party, 10,000 years. But the downside is, after these 10,000 years are finished, you have to come back here. And here, after another 10,000 years of Kali Yuga, is Radhidesh still going to be here? Is the Sankirtan movement still going to be here? We see so much degradation within the last 50 years. How much more degraded will it be after 10,000 years? It would be quite a shock to come back from Indraloka back to here. It would be a bit of a downer. So it was described in chapter 9. I'll just read it. Oh, wrong one. When they have enjoyed vast heavenly sense pleasure, 9:21. When they have enjoyed vast heavenly sense pleasure and the results of their pious activities are exhausted, they return to this mortal planet again. So actually all they get is repeated birth and death. So Krishna is saying, if you worship the demigods, you go to the planets of the demigods. He says it again later on in 9:25. You know that verse? Yanti deva prata devan pritrinyanti pritrivrata bhutani yanti bhuteja yanti maja chinopimam. Those who worship the demigods will take birth among the demigods. Those who worship the ancestors go to the ancestors. Those who worship ghosts and spirits will take birth among such beings. And those who worship me will live with me. Okay, it's make your mind up time. What result do you want? What's so good about living with Krishna? He steals people's clothes, he tells lies, he says he didn't steal butter. He's a thief. What's so good about living with Krishna? He runs off with other people's wives. thing about living with Krishna is you can go to Krishna Loka and you get Sat, Chit, Ananda body, which is eternal, full of bliss and full of knowledge. It's a party that never ends. Krishna is actually saying that he's the source of the demigods. And actually they're afraid of him. When they see the universal form, they're actually afraid of Krishna, of the universal form. They start praying, oh, please protect us, shanti, shanti. So the analogy that's given in the purport is that people who worship the demigods don't know which part of the body to feed. If all the demigods are part of the body of Krishna, of the Lord, then can you feed the body by putting some food in the ear or the eye? No, you have to put it in the mouth. Won't work if you put it in the ear. That's the analogy that Prabhupada gives in the purport. So why do people worship the demigods? They think this will make me happy. It will make them happy. If a man's praying for a beautiful wife and he gets one, he will be happy. But for how long? The demigods, the position of the demigods is that they're servants of Krishna. They have a job to do. Indra gives rain, Surya gives sunshine. They're agents of the Lord. Where it says that? They supply necessities. So I'll read a little bit from chapter 3, text 12. In the purport, Prabhupada says, the demigods are authorized supplying agents on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. One should know that all the necessities of life that human society requires are supplied by the demigod agents of the Lord. No one can manufacture anything. Take, for example, all the eatables of human society. These eatables include grains, fruits, vegetables, milk, sugar, etc., for the person in the mode of goodness, and also eatables for the non-vegetarians, like meats, none of which can be manufactured by men. And then again, take for example heat, light, water, air, which are also necessities of life. None of them can be manufactured by the human society. Without the Supreme Lord, there can be no sunlight, moonlight, rainfall, breeze, with which no one can live. Obviously, our life is dependent on supplies from the Lord. Yes, you can come in. You can leave your shoes there and then come in. Yes, come. Our life is dependent on supplies from the Lord. Even for our manufacturing enterprises, we require so many raw materials like metal, sulfur, mercury, manganese, all of which are supplied by agents of the Lord with the purpose that we should make proper use of them to keep ourselves fit and healthy. Why do we need to be fit and healthy? Why do we need to have a fit, healthy body? Yes, to serve Krishna in a better way. Yes. Actually, it's not my body. It's been given by Krishna. Actually, it still belongs to him. It's like living in a rented house. This is just a rented house, temporary. If he wants, he can kick me out. It's not even that I own the house, it's only rented. What? She, no? No. Yes. Can you see the picture here? There's a lady. So we say that God is male and female. The form is male and the energy is female. She's the love of God in person. Our body is made of material things, air, water, fire, earth, and ether. These are material things, so that's one kind of energy, of one of Krishna's energies. And the other energy is the spiritual part of it. So what you can see is the material part, and the spiritual part is the soul. So actually I'm not the body, actually I'm the soul, I just live in this body. It's like, I suppose you could say, a coat. So the soul is eternal. No, I am the soul. Everything is from Krishna ultimately. He created everything. Yes, I'm just borrowing it. No, I am the soul. So in a way we say, Krishna says, I created everything, but again he says that the souls are eternal, eternally. Yes, he's eternal. No, I'm the soul, but I'm eternally, you can say like a part and parcel. Like you can say a fire and sparks. But I'm a soul, but I have eternally a personality and I have a relationship with Krishna. Yes. The spark that gives life to the body. No, the soul is the spark. Yeah. Krishna is yes, you can say Krishna is the fire and we are the sparks. So if we jump out of the fire, then we have when we don't have this connection, then the soul won't finish. You can't say completely that the analogy can't. It's not that it's finished, but loses its power. Yeah. Yes, we are like drops of water in the ocean. If you would analyze them chemically, you would see that the qualities are the same, but the quantity is different. So you put all the drops in the you take all the drops, but the ocean also has its own. The ocean can do things that I can't do. He's got his waves and his power. I'm just a very small drop. But the point is that we have a relationship with God, eternally. But at the moment we can't remember it because we're here. Yes. In quality the same. No, it's not that. So after death, when the body dies, it's not that I lose my personality or I become a nothing or something. I still am a person. So if I'm a spirit soul, if I'm eternal, the body is temporary, so then what happens to the soul? So what happens to the soul? Two things can happen. Either the soul can go back to the spiritual world, back to Krishna, or come back here again and get a new body. Go into the belly of a woman and she'll make a new body for him. might not look like this one. A dog is also a soul, but his body is different. Or a cow is also a soul, but her body is different. He's not a man like us. He hasn't got a material body, he's a spiritual. He has a form, but it's a spiritual form. Yes. You can see his... You want to say something? You want to say how you can see Krishna? Yes? Not human, not... There's a book called Krishna Book, and it describes very nicely what he looks like. Krishna Book. There's a book called Krishna Book, and it describes what he looks like. It's described in different literatures what he looks like, what his form looks like, his eternal form. So he doesn't have to obey the same laws as we do. Like, he can do things that we can't do. If he wants, he can take on another form. So he's in his home, in the spiritual world, and he's also on the altar, he's also in our heart, and if he wants, he can also come here in a form, his original form or another form. He's got six qualities. He's the strongest. So we have little strength, but he is the strongest. He's the most beautiful. He has all the wisdom. He's the most famous. Yes? Depends on your definitions. You can't think of it according to our terms. He's unlimited. He's unlimited. Yes? You want to say something? Go on then.
God has the ability to take his pleasure from
Excuse me. We have to finish the class now because the next program is going to start. But we can continue in the next room.
Sure.
Okay. Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
I came in and Madhu Gopal is there. He's not speaking. Haribo.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama.